Welcome to Fraser 365. I'm Chris Montgomery, and today we're taking a look at the minor prophets of the Old Testament and asking God to speak to us through His Word. Thanks for joining us.
Welcome to day 46 of the Minor Prophets. We are continuing our study today in Habakkuk with a devotion titled, The Righteous Shall Live by Faith. Walter C. Kaiser and Lloyd J. Ogilvie wrote, "Before the just shall live by his faith became the battle cry for Martin Luther and the Reformation, it served as the central theme of the book of Habakkuk and as a summary of the biblical discussion of justification by faith that had begun with God's promise to Abraham in Genesis 15, verse 6. Our text for today is from Habakkuk chapter 2, verses 1 through 5. I will take my stand at my watchpost and station myself on the tower and look out to see what he will say to me and what I will answer concerning my complaint. And the Lord answered me, write the vision, make it plain on tablets so he may run who reads it. For still the vision awaits its appointed time. It hastens to the end. It will not lie. If it seems slow, wait for it. It will surely come. It will not delay. Behold, his soul is puffed up. It is not upright within him, but the righteous shall live by his faith. Moreover, wine is a traitor, an arrogant man who is never at rest. His greed is as wide as Sheol. Like death, he has never enough. He gathers for himself all nations and collects as his own all peoples." Habakkuk waits and watches for God's reply in verse 1. The Lord tells him to write his response on tablets in verses 2 and 3, and God's answer begins in verse 4. The second half of this verse, the just shall live by faith, later became a foundational statement for the Apostle Paul. He quoted Habakkuk 2:4 in Romans 1:17 and also Galatians 3:11. The writer of Hebrews quotes this verse again in Hebrews chapter 10, verse 38, in the context of standing firm for the Lord and persevering even through the greatest difficulties. In Habakkuk chapter 2, verse 4, God contrasts two types of people. On one side, there is someone proud and puffed up, but who has no uprightness within. On the other side, there is someone right before the Lord because they live by faith. God begins his answer to Habakkuk's complaints by reminding him that if he is right before God, he should live by faith even amid the pending Babylonian invasion. The just is a Hebrew adjective often used to describe someone righteous, often in the context of moral and ethical behavior that aligns with God's standards. Habakkuk doesn't have to understand the reasons behind what God is doing. He needs to trust that God's ways are always perfect. James Montgomery Boyce highlights the significance of God's statement, "The just shall live by faith." Habakkuk 2:4 is the central revelation of this important and quite contemporary prophecy. The verse is God's answer to the questions Habakkuk raised in the opening sections of his book. Habakkuk was troubled by ungodliness in Israel. But when God revealed that he was about to use the Babylonians to punish his people, Habakkuk asked how God could use the ungodly to punish those more righteous than themselves. It was a daring moral question, for Habakkuk was asking whether God was doing right. The prophet waited intently and apprehensively before the answer came. The answer, which begins with chapter 2, verse 4, and continues to the end of the chapter, has to do with God's judgment upon the Babylonians. just because the foreign army would pride itself on its strength and have a moment of triumph over Israel and its conquest did not mean that the Babylonians were justified in God's sight. They were not. So judgment was going to fall on them too. Walter C. Kaiser and Lloyd J. Ogilvie add additional insight into the importance of Habakkuk 2:4. So central to the whole of Jewish thought was Habakkuk 2:4 that the Talmud records this famous remark made by Rabbi Simlai. Moses gave Israel 613 commandments. David reduced them to 11, that's Psalm 15. Micah to 3, that's Micah 6:8. Isaiah to 2, Isaiah 56, verse 1. But Habakkuk to 1, the righteous shall live by his faith. Jewish scholars felt that these words, only three words in the Hebrew text, fairly summarized the message of the whole Bible. While the Babylonians would be used as a tool in the hands of God, they would also become proud and think they were more powerful than God's people. We have already read where they will credit their false gods for their future victory. Today's scripture reminds us that they are not righteous within. Habakkuk must stay humble before God, knowing his righteousness comes from God. Therefore, the prophet of God can keep living by faith, knowing that his righteousness will be rewarded in God's future judgment. Some questions to consider. How can Habakkuk 2:4 be both a reminder that God knows what he's doing and a call to live by faith? Why do you think that Habakkuk 2:4 resonated so strongly with the Apostle Paul in his day? And finally, how does the phrase, "the just shall live by faith," summarize the main emphasis of the Bible? Thanks so much for joining us. Have a great day.